The fate of the government's fiscal reform package hangs in the balance after a second coalition deputy said he might not support it. Civic Democratic Party deputy Vladimir Tlusti on Wednesday unexpectedly backed out of the coalition agreement he had earlier praised, saying that new calculations suggested the proposed cuts in tax rebate were too high and would in fact increase the tax burden for many people. That, he said, ran counter to the party's policy line and would not get his backing. Mr. Tlusti's stand is crucial to the outcome of next week's vote in the lower house. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Vladimir Tlusti's unexpected U-turn on Wednesday night has thrown a huge spanner in the works of the governing coalition. The government has staked its future on the proposed reform package, and given its slim majority in the lower house, it cannot afford to lose the backing of two of its deputies. What has made a compromise so difficult is that for some the reforms are too radical, while for others not enough by far. Christian Democrat Deputy Ludvík Hovorka was the first to refuse to support the reforms because he does not agree with the introduction of medical fees. Now Vladimír Tlusti feels the proposed reforms should go further and, above all, respect his party's promise on lowering taxes.
Calculations made by the finance ministry suggest that the cuts in the tax rebate are so steep that even with a projected tax rate of 12.5% in 2009, many people would actually be shouldering a heavier tax burden. That is not what the finance minister promised in Parliament or what the reforms aim to achieve.
Mr. D says that if this is not put right, the governing coalition will not be able to count on his vote. I spoke to economic analyst Aleš Michal to find out whether the rebel MP had a valid point.
I think that the answer to this question depends on the definition of the vision of the reform. If the vision of the reform is to reduce taxation in the Czech Republic, then Mr. Tlusti is right. If the vision of the reform is to stabilize budget deficit, then Mr. Tlusti is wrong. So it's up to your definition.
What about the opposition who say that this reform package will lower the living standard for 90% of Czechs? Do you agree with that?
I think that there will be no significant change in living standard of Czech citizens. And I would say that there will be no significant change in economic growth or something like that. So after this reform, I would say that the overall taxation remains approximately the same. So there will be no change in tax burden, because on the one hand, there is a reduction of the labor taxes, but on the second hand, there's a VAT hike.
Now, some economic analysts say that the reforms do not go far enough, that they're not ambitious enough. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, I agree, because the government still records with the state budget deficit of about 100 billion of Czech crown in 2010. So this is a big risk for the economy. So this reform is about the stabilization. But I would say that generally it is not a reform.
Well, if the government were to try and push through what you would call a reform in your terms that would go far enough, would the majority of the population be able to withstand the shock?
Absolutely, because right now our GDP growth is the highest in the history of the Czech Republic. So right now the condition for doing reform is the best in the history. So why not do lower of our budget deficit? I would say that lowering budget deficit in the long term, the living condition for Czech citizens must improve.
The Prime Minister has heard this line of argument from his own party colleagues and counters that within a governing coalition one must make concessions and that this is merely the first step of a broader reform plan. However, even that first step is now uncertain. The government has until next Tuesday to convince either of the rebels to let the reforms pass. A no vote from both would shoot down not just the reform package, but the whole governing coalition. Thank you.